From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your top stories making news right now. Today, July 1st, begins a host of new laws across Illinois. The minimum wage will increase to $15 an hour. In Chicago, it's now $16.20. The city's One Fair Wage Ordinance also begins. Now, Chicago's restaurant and hospitality workers' hourly pay rate goes up to $11.02 an hour and will increase for the next 5 years for tipped workers. New paid leave benefits also begin today. Employees who work at least 80 hours within a 120-day period get a guaranteed 5 days of paid leave and 5 days for sick leave. We're following reports of mass arrests in the Lakeview East neighborhood that came in around 1:30 this morning. It's not clear how many people officers took into custody, but this is where Chicago's Pride Parade took place on Sunday. A CTA bus driver was shot and a passenger killed. We're told the driver stopped the bus in the Douglas neighborhood near 33rd and State overnight after two men were fighting in the back. One of them pulled out a gun and shot the other. That man later died at the hospital. The CTA driver was shot in the shoulder and is expected to recover from his injury. The shooter got away. It's the final countdown to NASCAR's second Chicago street race this upcoming weekend, which means more street closures. Overnight, city crews blocked off Columbus between Jackson and Roosevelt, as well as a portion of Jackson between Columbus and Lakeshore Drive. Then at 9 tonight, southbound DeSable Lakeshore Drive will close between Randolph and McFetteridge. It reopens at 6 a.m. on July 2nd. Your forecast today, it'll be sunny with highs in the upper 70s, but a bit cooler by the lake. For CBS News Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.